What do we know about this crew and this historic mission, what they're going to be doing?
Yeah, so it's let's talk about the mission first. I mean, this is a bridge between that Artemis II mission from just a couple of months ago that flew around the moon, didn't land on the moon, flew around it. First time astronauts had been in the vicinity of the moon since 1972. And then the mission after this upcoming one is going to be a landing on it. This is a test where they're going to take that Orion spacecraft and they're going to dock with the two lunar landers, the spacecraft that are actually going to ferry the astronauts to the surface of the moon and then back up before they come back. They're going to do those tests, though, on this mission, the Artemis III mission, in Earth orbit. And so today what NASA did to great pomp and circumstance was name the crew of that mission that are going to be testing out these lunar landers.
And there is talk about ramping up the cadence of this mission, in essence trying to speed things along?
Well, yeah, and that's what NASA is saying. They would like this mission to go in 2027 ahead of a landing in 2028. But you have seen the news that one of the companies involved in this, Blue Origin, which is the company owned by Jeff Bezos, just a couple of weeks ago had their new Glenn rocket, which would be vital potentially to this mission, just explode in dramatic fashion, obliterated the launch pad. NASA says they're going to be ready in time for this. But we shouldn't discount the fact that the other provider, which is Elon Musk's SpaceX, they've made a lot of progress with their Starship vehicle, which is their lunar lander, but it's never flown people. It's never left the vicinity of Earth. It's never landed on the moon. And so while they're putting faces, you know, to this mission, whether they'll be able to do it next year and then have a lunar landing by 2028, I think a lot of people are frankly skeptical about that.